everyone. How many of you know that God is on the move? God is on the move, on the move, on the move.
Oh, tell him Tammy's testimony.
I'll tell you what. Make sure you're salty.
And light.
And you know how you get salty, right? You pick up those Bibles, and you open them up, and you start reading. All of a sudden, he flavors you. He pours it out on you. And then be sure you turn your light on. Yeah. Let me tell you a real quick testimony, because you're going to be blessed. God is moving in this land all over the place, even in our cities. My older daughter, Tammy, just came back for Sophie's graduation. And she's like, Mom, I'm going to go out for a walk on the big walk. She walks the big, I don't know, 2 miles or a mile or two. They walk it all the time. But it's 10 o'clock at night. But that's okay. She took the Lord with her. I'm like, okay, go ahead. And it was, I'm looking at my lock. Where is she? Well, she comes back about 11, maybe after 11. And she comes in the house. She's all sweaty, crying. And I'm like, what is going on? She said, Mom, I was walking on the walk. And the Lord was, I was praying and praying. And this young man had his shirt up over his face like this, walked past me, literally bawling his eyes out. Anguishly crying. But he walked right by me. And the Lord said, turn around, go get him. So she was obedient immediately.
And brave.
Like, not, well, when God tells you to do something, you do it, right? There's no fear in it. She turned around and ministered to that boy on the sidewalk on Holland Road for, I don't know, an hour. He was heartbroken. He's a dad. And guess what his name was? Zachariah. And guess how old he was? Same age as Zach, of her own son. Of her own son, her oldest. And he was heartbroken because he has a little bit of a mental problem, which he admitted to her right away. I have ADHD, whatever. And my wife can't stand me. And I have two children. It's Father's Day, and I need to see my family. And he was just anguishing. So Tammy started encouraging, you are going to see them. You are going to be a good dad. He was on his way to kill himself. And after she ministered to him, she got to speak to his wife, and the wife allowed him to come over to visit with him last night. God is on the move. He cares about every one of us, even those who don't even know him yet. He works on their behalfs. And I said to Tammy, thank God you had your light on.
That's right.
Amen. So let's stand up. Let's turn our lights on.
Amen.
Because I've been washed in the water, washed in the blood. I'm as good as new. Oh, hallelujah. I've been washed in the water, washed in the blood, all because of you. Oh, hallelujah.
Washed in the blood, I'm as good as new. Oh, hallelujah, I've been washed in the blood. I'm as good as you. Oh, hallelujah. I've been washed in the water, washed in the blood, all because of you. Oh, hallelujah. Me running out the grave. Hallelujah, here I come.
Two more times.
So you took away my shame.
You nailed it.
And you nailed it to the cross.
You got me running.
Got me running out the grave. Hallelujah, here I come.
Last time.
So you took away my shame. And you nailed it to the cross. Got me running out the grave. Hallelujah, here I come.
Hallelujah, here I come.
Hallelujah, here I come.
Hallelujah, here I come.
Hallelujah, here I come. Hallelujah, here I come.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
here I come. Hallelujah, here I come. Hallelujah, here I come. Hallelujah, here I come.
Jump, 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 jump. Hey, I've been washed.
I've been washed in the water, washed in the blood. I'm as good as new. Oh, hallelujah, I've been washed in the water, washed in the blood, all because of you.
I've been washed.
Oh, hallelujah, I've been washed in the water, washed in the blood, I'm as good as new. Oh, hallelujah, I've been washed in the water, washed in the blood, all because of you. Oh, hallelujah, I've been washed in the water, washed in the blood, all good as new. Oh, hallelujah, I've been washed in the water, washed in the blood, all because of you. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's a good, good God. Amen. The goodness of God is inside of me.
All my life you have been faithful. is running after. It's running after me.
Your goodness
is running after. It's running after me.
Yes, it is.
Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after. It's running after me.
perfume. I lavish mine on you till every drop is gone. I pour my love on you.
I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. And he took the bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord, we thank you for your broken body. We remember your sacrifice. We remember, Lord, what you did for us, how you brought healing to us. In every way that our being needs it, inside to outside, Lord, we thank you for the healing that we have in you. In Jesus' name, let's eat together.
Bread, he took the cup and he said, "This is my blood of the new covenant. For as often as you drink this cup, you do this to show the Lord's death until he comes." Let's drink together.
From my heart, I pour my love on you.
is like perfume. I lavish mine on you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for putting a desire in our heart
yes.
to desire you. Amen. Amen.
If I had to put a title to today's message, it would be Stay Thirsty, Church. Now, this comes off of a commercial that I think is just a hilarious commercial. Many of us have seen the commercial that starts with the phrase, the most interesting man in the world. It's a beer commercial. And it's this guy who goes off and he's doing all kinds of adventurous, crazy things, and he has the ability to draw people around him because he's got such a bright and open personality. And the thing that he says at the end as the camera pans back to him, it's, "Stay thirsty, my friends." If the church knew how to stay thirsty, if the church would stay more thirsty, I believe that's what God's desire is. In Psalm 42, verse 1, it reads, "As the deer pants for the streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me all day long, 'Where is your God?' These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the Mighty One, with shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore, I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of the waterfalls. In the roar of your waterfalls, all your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day, the Lord directs his love. At night, his song is with me, a prayer to God, to the God of my life. I say to my rock, 'Why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, "Where is your God?" Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." David, in this psalm, is on the run. He's on the run from Absalom. He's away from his home. He's away from the tabernacle. He's away from his people. And he starts the psalm by saying, "As the deer pants for the water, God, my soul longs for you." He's relating to a deer that's in trouble. This deer that pants, it's not a casual panting. It's a desperate panting. The deer needs water. The deer is trying to find water. The deer is trying to stay safe from the hunters. The deer is trying to stay safe from any wildlife that may be pursuing it. The deer needs water. And David says, "As that deer pants so hard being on the run, God, that is how desperate I am for your presence." Why did David oftentimes need to have that kind of desperation for his God. This is one of my favorite scriptures. In 1 Samuel 22, when David was exiled from Saul, verse 1 says this: David therefore departed and escaped to the cave of Adullam. So when his brothers and all his father's house heard it, they went down to him. Now listen to the quality of people who went to be with David. Everyone who is in distress, everyone who is in debt, and everyone who is discontented gathered to David. David is the king of Israel. David is in exile. There are other portions of scripture that says 300 mighty men gathered around David. But here, those who gathered to David, David's encouragement group was distressed, in debt, and discontented. What a group to surround myself with. But David knew something else. David knew both what private worship and public worship was. For David, the presence of God was at the tabernacle. David could cry out to God wherever he was, whether it was good, it was bad, when he was in exile, when he was at war. David knew in his heart he could cry out to God and feel God's presence wherever he was. But there was something about being at the house of God. There was something about being at the house of God with fellow believers. And David is saying, when can I get back to being in God's presence? The tabernacle represented God's presence. And even though today you and I have the Holy Spirit and Jesus and God dwelling within us and he's all around us, there is something about being, for us, of Grace Point, in this place together. I remember, I believe it was last year. Was it last summer in August that we did the Cascade Park in Elyria? There is something about being in the presence of God with you, with all of us, with other believers, that brings encouragement to us. David wasn't interested simply in his private worship to the Lord. He was interested in being able to share that worship with the people of God. They say, or the Bible says in Matthew, where two or more are gathered, there he is in our midst. And David says, my soul longs for the living God. Everything that is within me, all of my nature, all of my being. He goes through this psalm and he puts out some difficulty that he's against. People are saying to him, where is your God? You've said all along that you believe in God, that your God is the mighty God, your God is the only God. Where is he when you're in exile? Where is he when you're away from his house? Where is he when you're out of his presence? But he encourages himself. In several verses, he says, put your hope in God. Do not let your soul be downcast. Psalm 16, verse 11 says, God, in your presence is fullness of joy. Psalm 84, verses 1, 2, and 10 say this: how lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. I stop most of the time. I will read that 10th verse, but I stop oftentimes when I read that verse where it says, I would rather dwell for a day in your courts. A day in the presence of God is better than 1,000 days anywhere else. Anywhere else. God's presence is in us, around us, before us, behind us, beside us. How often do we sit and enjoy it? How often do we posture ourselves to be before Him at His feet? I thought about something somebody said one time where, and I'll use Heidi and I as an example. You know, we can both be sitting in the living room and just not present. We can both be doing our own thing. We can be focused on our own thing or whatever it is. We can both be in the same room less than 5 feet apart from each other, and we're not present for each other. I wonder how often we come before the Lord, we're praying, we're worshiping, but do we get silent enough to be present in His presence? As the deer pants for the water, Lord, I am so hungry. I am so thirsty for You. Just to hear what You have to say, just to sit quietly in Your presence and let Your Spirit just come over me and move in me and speak things that I need to hear, that I need to know. How thirsty am I? Jesus talked about living water. Living water is spiritual substance that satisfies, purifies, and gives life. Living water is spiritual satisfaction. It quenches my thirst. It renews my strength. There's an inner spring welling up to eternal life. Why is it that I love that testimony that Maria gave about Tammy? Why is it that Tammy could minister to a person, total stranger, but in absolute distress on the sidewalk last night? Because she had full living water moving within her. That stream was moving. The living water that Jesus speaks of is a constant river. What is it about living water? There is a current. There is a flow. It's constant moving. The thing about living water that Jesus gives us, much like water in the lake or a river, is that Jesus keeps His current and His flow moving in us. We are the only ones that can stop it. We're the only ones that can stop it. His living water prevents spiritual stagnation. It has motion. It has ripples. Stagnation limits our growth. It stunts our growth. If we will continue to thirst as a deer pants for the water, and you know, that panting of the deer is desperation. There's a song that was written, I'm trying to remember it now. This is the air I breathe. I'm desperate for You. How desperate. How desperate are we for His presence? How desperate are we for His word? How desperate are we for the living water that He can bring? One of the things I've learned just about water in general, and it goes for spiritual water as well, we hear, drink 64 fluid ounces of water every day to stay hydrated. That's different for everybody based on their age, based on their health, based on their metabolism. But this is what's clear. Drink and keep drinking. Don't chug a lot at once. Don't get bloated. Don't get overfull. I know some people will go where you know, they won't read the word for a week, and then on day 8, they'll read 25 scriptures or 25 chapters. Okay, let's drink in what the Lord has for us. He says, give me this day my daily bread. He has an amount. He has something that he wants for us every day. In the heat, increase your intake. What is the heat in the Christian life? Trials, tribulations, difficulties, times of struggle, times of question. When we're in those times, drink a little bit more. Saturate yourself. Here's a big one. Drink before you are thirsty. If you wait till you're thirsty to drink something, you're already experiencing a little bit of dehydration. I heard a pastor say one time, if we put the word in us when we feel we least need it, it will come out when we most need it. In other words, keep drinking. Just keep drinking. Keep feeding on the Word. Keep drinking in His presence. Keep drinking in the Spirit. And when you need it, because a lot of times, I mean, we've all read and we've gotten a little something out of it, but it's like, okay, God, what are you trying to show me? Because I'm not quite getting it. But if we read, if we take in His presence when we least need it, it will come out when we most need it. The other thing about drinking before you're thirsty, it helps you stay hydrated for the potential dry seasons that may come. And we've all experienced dryness. We've all been through times where it just seems like our prayers are hitting the ceiling. Things are just not going well. We're crying out to God. It doesn't seem like He's hearing us. Keep drinking, because He keeps pouring into us. And in the most difficult times, if you remember when the disciples were on the water and the storm came up, and what's Jesus doing? Jesus is sleeping in the back of the boat. Jesus wasn't worried about the storm. Jesus wasn't worried about the disciples. Jesus wasn't worried about the boat. And the disciples wake Him up. Don't you care that we're going to perish? Jesus calms the storm and He says, peace be still. There are times that Jesus will calm the storm. There are more times He will calm His child. When we're drinking, when we are taking in ample doses of His Word, ample doses of the Spirit, ample doses of worship, the storm can come and we can stand in the storm, because He'll calm us, because He's standing right here. His presence never leaves us. But are we aware of His presence? It comes from being thirsty. It comes from drinking Him in. So I'll just ask this. How thirsty are we as the church? How hydrated are we? Or how dry are we? Because I think the Lord is saying to us today, stay thirsty, church. Stay thirsty, child. Stay thirsty, son and daughter. Do not allow yourself to get dry. The enemy can't make you dry. The enemy cannot make you dry. We cannot blame him for our dryness. It's us. Stay thirsty.
Amen. That was beautiful. I think I'm going to make a shirt. Stay thirsty, salty, and lit. And then on the back, it's going to say, have scriptures, as the deer pants, my soul pants after you. And we are salt and light to the earth, you know.
I like it.
Should we make it
yeah,
for the church?
Make it.
Would you wear it?
Would you guys wear it? It's thirsty, salty, and lit.
They come to you. I'm telling you.
And then
shirt.
Put the verses on the back.
Yeah.
All right. Let's make it. Let's be washed.
Be washed.
In the water as we leave. Cause I've been washed in the water, washed in the blood, I'm as good as new. Oh, hallelujah, I've been washed in the water, washed in the blood, all because of you. Oh, hallelujah.
Washed in the blood, I'm as good as new. Oh, hallelujah, I've been washed.
Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you, Lord, for the simple message of staying thirsty. That David said, as the deer pants, Lord, so I need you. Lord, every one of us need you. It's a very simple message, Lord, to hunger and thirst after you. But Lord, we need help with that, and so we ask this week that you would keep us hydrated, that we would drink in your presence, that we would just spend more time with you in your presence. That Jesus, we would be like that deer. We're not running from anything, we're just running to you because we need you. Lord, I ask that you bless every father this day. And with all the celebrations and the Father's Day gatherings, Lord God, just make everyone a blessing. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
Because I've been washed in the water, washed in the blood,
as good as new.
Hallelujah, I've been washed in the water, washed in the blood, all because of you.